The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And 25 in the nation's capital. Welcome back. Welcome to The Human Impact. If you're just joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM, and now we're stepping into an interview with 15-year-old Imani Miller. And as I was just told, it's not your first interview, but welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I could read out a whole, because I mean, it's extensive, your resume. But just briefly tell us, you know, first of all, you're supposed to be in school. How come you're not in school?
I'm homeschooled, so I'm online classes. I think 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I'm currently preparing for CXC, well, CSEC. I wrote my first exam this year, English A. I got my one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just finishing up the rest of my subjects next year.
And you're 15 years old, so which you've done CSEC already.
Yes.
And what's the age for CSEC? I think it's like 16, 17. So you're ahead of the crew.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the timeline. How many subjects do you intend to do?
Honestly, I was originally, when I was still in school and I wasn't taken out for homeschooling, I was supposed to do like 11 subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized the path I wanted to take didn't need that much. And because a lot of countries and schools abroad don't recognize CSEC, I decided to just go down the path of doing the regular English A, English B, math.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me your experiences between being public school and homeschool. Which one you like better?
Well, I've never went to a public school in my entire life.
Okay.
Only private schools, all mixed. But I prefer homeschooling. But I think that the aspect of social engagement in school is something that you really can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been involved in extracurriculars, so I'm a very social person. But if I did not have that, I think I might have been a little bit handicapped in that area.
Well, for you are well spoken, I must say. I must say, using some, you know, how do you put it, the way that you structured everything just now, it's fantastic. Congratulations. Congratulations, Mom. She's also here in studio. So we are going to briefly talk about your entering the competition in Panama, mm-hmm. which is the All Dance America Championship, which is supposed to be later on this month.
Right.
How you got involved in that?
Honestly, I was just looking for Afro classes, dance classes,
mm-hmm.
and I came across, well, I had been looking at their Instagram profile for a while, Extreme Dance Academy, and I was like, Mom, can I go for a class? And she was like, sure, you know. We went for a class. I asked our like mental coach, like the head, mm-hmm. Hamid, if there were like any other classes I could take more for the week, because I didn't just want to go in for like one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody who is very, I would say, athletic and active, and I just want to do things more than just one day out of the week.
Right.
And you know, he said they're preparing for a competition right now, so that might not be possible. So I was like, well, is there any way I could get involved? And he was like, sure, you know, come in Friday and we'll see. And I made the competitive team, and yeah,
and the rest is history.
Yes.
And how do you balance your active lifestyle, being in dance, and let's say home chores or academics? How do you find that balance?
It's hard. It's hard. I mean, there are a bunch of schedules on the fridge so that we can remember, but sometimes, you know, I forget normally. Mm-hmm. I think that's a normal, but it just causes for a lot of organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for this event, what did it entail to get to the stage where you're heading to represent Trinidad and Tobago in the championships? It is, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of late night practices. I think there have been like 6 days out of the week or 5 days out of the week that we have training.
Mm-hmm.
It's for like 3 hours, 4 hours. It's just a lot, but it's fun all the time. Yeah.
And in terms of the music composition side, are you involved in that as well?
No, I'm not.
You sound disappointed.
No, but the mixes are very good. I mean, people on the team make them, so yeah, but I'm not involved.
So is it that you're a solo class or is it part of a team?
Part of a team. I'm in the Afro Mega Crew and the Hip Hop Mega Crew.
And how many people are in the crew?
Maybe over 20, I think.
Oh, so is it like World of...
Yeah, it's like that? Yeah, yeah,
so, okay, TNT, for those who don't know what World of Dance is, it's a collaboration of different dance groups coming together and actually competing and using music to tell a story.
Right.
And through dance, they, you know, of course, they really kick butt. I want to say something else, but it's fantastic to watch. Yeah. So the team that you're on, is does it comprise mainly of Trinidad students, or is it a mixture of Caribbean students?
Everyone is Trinidadian. I think that they would accept anybody, but everybody is Trinidadian, yes.
Okay. Do you have any like lead solos within the dance, or is it like just different groups coming together?
I think one segment of the hip-hop mega crew has a solo, but I think that's just one part of it, yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the process of getting funding and getting that support. Oh God, I've seen the sigh already on your face. Tell me about that process. How has it been?
Tiring. I mean, it's a large sum of money to go. It's not just like, okay, we're going and then we can just dish out the money and say we're hopping on a plane to take part in this competition, and then there's costumes and just time is money itself. That's why we have the fundraiser for me. Yeah.
Okay, so Liza, this is Imani's mommy, Liza Miller, coming in on the conversation. Tell me a little bit about from the parenting side, because, you know, the kids are, I don't want to say oblivious, but, you know, not as involved in that part. Tell us a little bit about that.
Hi, good morning. Really happy to be here. Yeah, it's a lot of work, 24/7, especially as a single parent. We have had, she joined Extreme Dance Academy in July, and literally, I mean, after her first class, she joined the competitive crew, and we were thrown into this very rigorous rehearsal schedule of 6 days per week for many hours. So just the commitment, the dedication and discipline to attend the rehearsals is a lot. It takes a lot of resources just to commit to that.
Yeah.
And the all the work to keep all the schedules organized. The planning, fundraising is a great deal of work. Unfortunately, in my capacity as a marketing and PR consultant, I have a certain amount of skill in that area. So, I mean, I think we're benefiting from that. But it is a great deal of work to do that. And just to be able to balance responsibilities as mother, managing the household, keeping the household going, because I mean, and then her class schedules. So because of her sort of challenges we faced in the past with health issues that she had, we were really uncertain whether she was going to write exams.
Okay.
So the first exam she wrote this year was sort of like a trial for us to see how she managed and how she coped with that. And she did really well. So now we're progressing to do two additional exams next year. Mm-hmm. But because of the timeline, she continued classes throughout July and August, so she really didn't, we didn't get any
vacation.
And then, so she would have classes during the day, and then in the evenings we would literally spend 3-4 hours at dance, 6 days per week, and then she also entered this competition in July, the National Spoken Word Competition that the Counter Trafficking Unit put on.
Listen, your plate is full.
Yeah,
and that would have been its own routine and schedule itself.
Exactly. So that was, it was a lot. Like, I mean, July and August literally went by sort of a whirlwind, and now we're like on the cusp of preparing to pack to leave to go to Panama. Fundraising has been going really well thus far. I think we're at a point we have enough raised enough money to cover our accommodation and stuff, we've put out some sponsorship proposals for the airfare. So we're hoping that comes through. If it doesn't, we should have enough funds to cover that. But then, of course, we still have costumes to pay for. And then
costumes ain't so cheaper because you want something to stand out. And these crews coming hard, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And just,
we're coming harder.
I like that approach. From the perspective of funding, because I know that there have been many stories. There was another dance crew that wanted to represent Trinidad and Tobago in a competition in the United States. And one of the things that they spoke about was the, I guess the unwillingness is the word that they use, the tension that comes in with asking corporate entities to support things like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What has been your journey thus far, and are you putting out the call for corporate to come on board?
Actually, that's something I'm working on this week. When we launched the fundraising campaign, which was really only about 2 weeks ago. So far, a lot of the support we've got has been from friends and
family.
More so friends. I mean, we're really grateful for that. Really, really grateful. I did put out two corporate sponsorship proposals this week, and I have some more to follow up on.
So fingers crossed we get a response as soon as possible. Is there like a page or something that they can go to see examples of your work or contact information you want to leave with the public for those who may be listening and have an extra something could put it into the account?
If you would love to see some of my pieces, because I do also do spoken word, I dabble in all the arts, you know, writing, all that, you can go to my Instagram, Imanism, IMANISM.
You could also reach me on my mobile, which is 367-5295. That's 367-5295.
So, Imani, going back to you now, after all the dust clears and you've gotten all of your subjects, what profession you want to step into?
I have no idea.
You know, somebody could say that, oh, God, you're supposed to know by now. You have an idea of what you want to do.
I just want to be great. I just want to be great. I want to be an artist, and that is so vague. I want to do everything that I want to do and be able to do that. I have no idea. I could be a lawyer. I like debating. I literally could do anything, and I would be happy with it, as long as it's something I want to do.
And they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And any advice for young people who may be listening that are saying probably this path is a path that I can take, you know, moving away from the what we would call public school, going into be homeschooled. Yeah. What advice you'll have to give to them?
Be patient. Don't listen to adults. They might be like, what are you doing? Why aren't you in school? But as long as you have your head straight and know that this is something that you have faith in, just work on to it.
Can I put you on the spot to give us an excerpt of a spoken word piece?
Sure, of course.
The mic is all yours.
This is the piece that I performed for the competition back in July. Slavery was never abolished. History books lie. Somewhere in Trinbago, you know a man selling fish by day and putting a price on people's heads at night, taking them to different country coasts, but what should that matter, because they have mouths to feed. Always quick to demean and berate, but before you go hail slut, and they look for that to the young girl who has her pimp's name tattooed across her neck like a chain. Imagine your brother, your mother, your child at the wrong place at the right time. You see these businessmen, they tie you in a web of words, loosening their cuffs while promising you sweet nothings, until you're drugged up and trapped in the intricate silk. $300 never seems so small, because you can't put a price on a human's life until you do. This modern day slavery isn't really modern, but maybe if we use that word, it might make people feel better for sheer ignorance. The lackadaisical approach on people's freedoms is funny to me, because our cosmopolitan society was built on the bones of slaves, on the bones of abuse, on the bones of tears and people's lives. Yet we sit and sow these seeds, filled with the sap of mistreatment. Yeah.
And we pause for a moment to take it all in. Miss Miller, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, Liza.
I just wanted to add that the fundraising isn't only for All Dance America Championship. It's also for the Model United Nations. They Change the World Model United Nations New York Conference that Imani is going to be going to. She just got accepted to the Change the World Academy, and she's in this academy being trained in geopolitics, social and political sciences.
That is interesting.
So, as well as economic and international relations. So those classes started in August. It's all online. She's being trained by diplomats and former heads of state, and she will be going to New York in March of next year to participate in a four-day conference.
Okay.
Where she will be required, she's assigned, so while she will be representing Trinidad and Tobago, she will also be, as a delegate member, be assigned a country.
This is for the United Nations conference.
Yes, so it's like a mock UN General Assembly.
Right. So how do you get into these activities? Because sometimes I'm like, where do you get this information from? Do you go on the internet?
On Instagram.
How?
On Instagram.
Okay, so you know, we are older, right? So this platform is all not so much new, but I know it amazes me that all of this information is out there, and then they turn around and say that young people are not aware and they're not in tuned, but clearly you are.
Well, I think I would like to say that I think it is all about how you shape how they use that space.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, I mean, until COVID, neither of my daughters even had devices. They did not have email. Mm-hmm. I was very careful through raising them in the media that they were permitted to consume. So even in taking that step, which we were forced to take to get into that space, I try my best to be very careful in being aware of and managing how they use that space and what they consume in that space. And I have always had very open conversations with them about my own choices in life, mistakes I would have made, and discussions about things that maybe they may see online or we see online together.
Mm-hmm.
And what do these things mean?
And the emotions and feelings that come up with it as well.
Yeah.
So this would be the next question. Since we talked about the United Nations and geopolitics and so on, what are some of the topics that are closest to you, that make you feel the most?
Love. Love. I feel like that's very very big of a word. But any kind of love, like the hunger for love, hatred, like just any... That's such a big question you just asked me.
No, but in terms of like what's happening in the world, you know, like between nations, you're going to the United Nations,
right?
You know, and there's several issues that are propping up now.
The
war in Ukraine, what's happening in Israel.
They asked me about those two things because I had to be interviewed to be taken up.
To be accepted.
I thought I completely like bombed that interview, by the way. I was late. I did not think that I was going to get in, and then I got an email saying, oh, you've been accepted. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And but I'm actually not the most well-versed in politics at all. But I think that the research that I'm obviously have to do for this opportunity, it's opened me up to a lot of issues that I haven't been, that I've just known them on a surface level. I haven't really dug deep into them, but I've also always been a very empathetic person, and I feel like the issues around the world are my issues as well, even though I'm not very political.
Don't worry, you'll be inheriting those issues, honey, along with many of your counterparts in your generation.
Thank you.
And we'd be very interested to hear how you all handle those issues coming up.
Yeah. Just the new presidency in America is very interesting to me.
You're following that as well.
Yes, I'm excited to see how. Well, not excited. I'm concerned to see how that goes down.
Ah, well, it's the first black female, so it would be interesting for all of us.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Imani Miller, it is a pleasure. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you so much, Liza, for, you know, coming and bringing us to understand that, you know, there are young people who are really interested in these things.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Dance up a storm.
I will.
And fly that flag high. Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, TNT. So we're going to close off this interview.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.